This recording, Massachusetts 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed to work. When she got there, there was a woman with Goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it as a dog or a cat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the icky goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Cumma, cumma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Cumma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her effort was not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Cumma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My parents grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. Their heritage is Irish and English. I was born in South Boston. We moved to Rosendale, which is part of Boston. We moved to West Roxbury, which is part of Boston. We moved to Hyde Park, which is part of Boston. We've lived in California. We moved back to Boston after the Second World War. Okay, we lived in California for 3 years, moved back to Boston after the Second World War, went to parochial school, graduated from Hyde Park High School, joined the paratroopers in the United States Army, served 3 years in Korea, returned home, spent a year at the Fort Devens out in Massachusetts. Married, moved to Hanson on the South Shore. When I was probably 5 or 6 years old, I was at the Rialto Theater in Rosendale with my older brothers. We left the theater, and to our surprise, all we heard was church bells ringing, fire bells ringing, horns buzzing, and come to find out, it was the day that the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. And we immediately ran home, not knowing what was going on, and we got there, and President Roosevelt was on the radio explaining that the Japanese had just bombed Pearl Harbor. Okay, I'm going to tell you about my son right now. He's 21 years old, hell of a lot better looking than his father. He's a graduate of South Shore Vo-Tech. He is an automotive mechanic. He entered the contest that they have yearly. He is the number one automotive. In his senior year, he was the number one automotive mechanic in the state, and he's the number three automotive mechanic in the country. He works for Land Rover. He moved out and lived in Boston for a while, and now he's back with his old man. I started working at Harvard 15 years ago. I came here from the Brigham Women's Hospital, where I was the Assistant Director of Engineering. I've been here now for 15 years. I'm the facilities manager for this building. My job is to keep the building in good condition, take care of the students, and take care of all my customers who usually nag me all the time when something's wrong. The seasons in Korea were very extreme. Summer was hot and dusty. Spring was rainy. Fall was usually cold and foggy. Winter was absolutely zero all the time. You were either walking uphill or walking downhill. There was never any in between. That's it. That's all you get.